James chapter 1, verse 15 says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Don't be deceived. Sickness is not from God. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. And anybody who thinks sickness is good and perfect, you might be a hopeless case. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That means God has no gifts that aren't good. God has no gifts that aren't good. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. He sent His word and healed them. He never sent His word and made them sick. His word is healing power. He's given us things that pertain to life and not to death. Psalm 103. We're still talking about Satan is the author of sickness, not God. Now, there are a few confusing scriptures in the Old Testament, but they're kind of like confusing directions. You just stay on the main highway. Amen. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." And remember, we talked about David had a great revelation of God. Well, I guess that was Sunday we talked about that. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." You know, so many people think God only has one benefit, and that's heaven. No, He gives good gifts. He has many benefits. "Forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." That sounds like a good shepherd, doesn't it? Sounds like a loving father. "Forget not," you know, that doesn't mean fail to remember. It means to ignore. Don't ignore His benefits. It's shocking how many churches have ignored the new birth. Many don't preach the new birth anymore. Why, they got their own plan. But it doesn't lead to heaven. And so many more have forgotten or ignored the fact that He heals. Even those who say, we believe He forgives our iniquities, they ignore the latter part of that verse. "Who heals all your diseases." Now, either that's true or it isn't. You've got to make it true. You've got to believe that God will heal anything that attacks your body. God will heal it. The Bible in basic English says it this way. I think it expresses it well. It says, "Give praise to the Lord, O my soul, and let not all of His benefits go from your memory." Don't ignore them. Jeremiah 29, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Bible says God's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and sickness isn't one of them. There's no sickness in heaven. Here's a great scripture, Psalm 36:6. Psalm 36:6 says, "Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast." God's a preserver, not a destroyer. Psalm 145, verse 18 or verse 19 says, "He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him or worship Him. He will hear their cry and save them. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." You know, Jonah knew that. You know, God told Jonah to go down to Nineveh and preach destruction to the city of Nineveh, which was the capital city of Israel's archenemy. It would be like Tehran today. It was the headquarters of the Assyrian, and the Assyrians were brutal, murdering thugs. And God told Jonah to go down to Nineveh and tell them that he was going to judge them. Well, now you'd think that that'd be good news to Jonah. But Jonah, of course, got in the boat and ran away, and God had to get him back there, and he got him there, and he went. Jonah went through, and of course Jonah must have been highly anointed because he traveled the city preaching, and it was a city of 100,000 people, the Bible says, and they repented. And Jonah said, this is amazing, Jonah was an honest guy. Jonah chapter 4 verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly that they repented. And he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, "Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country?" He said, "I knew this was going to happen." He said, "Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful, compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, who relents from doing harm." He said, "Lord, I knew that these people would repent and you wouldn't destroy them. Therefore now, Lord, take my life. I'd rather die than be wrong, you know. Take my life, for it's better for me to die than to live." And of course, he was obviously an impassioned person. But he knew that God was sending him down there not to destroy him, but to save him. Amen. We've got to remember that hell is forever, and no one deserves hell. We don't want anybody to go to hell. We don't have a clue how bad hell is. There's bad people, but hell is for the devil. 1 Timothy 4:9 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men." Well, Savior means healer too. So He is the healer, the deliverer, the preserver of all men, but you have to believe. Amen? He's not the Savior, healer of some. He's willing to heal all. Matthew 5 says, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good." Healing is good, right? "To those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For He makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust." In other words, God is good to everyone. Here's some examples from the Bible of Jesus going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 says this, "And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel," which is the good news of the kingdom. He preached the good news. The kingdom only has good news. Preaching the good news of the kingdom. Now, faith comes by hearing. And we saw that when he preached the good news in his hometown, they wouldn't receive it. So he preached healing wherever he went. He preached the good news of the kingdom. The good news of the kingdom includes healing. So he went and he preached the good news of the kingdom and healing all kinds of disease, all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. "And the report of him went forth into all Syria." That whole area was called Syria. "And they brought unto him all that were sick, and that were taken with disease and torments, possessed with devils and epileptic and palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Everything that God created was good. He did not create sickness. Sickness, as John Alexander Dowie said, is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. So Satan is the one who binds with infirmities. It's Satan who oppresses with sickness and disease and demonic activity. 1 Peter 5:7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares for us. He cares for us. He cares about us.